As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. There's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Wednesday, March the 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for each and every day. But especially today, as we're joined by Tom DeWeese, the founder of the American Policy Center, a gentleman I've known for years, kind of peripherally, and today we're going to get a chance to really hash it out. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You also may send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Micro, 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 100.1 FM, Austin, Texas. Real Liberty Media broadcasting across Channel 16 and TalkStream Live. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. All of our contact information can be found at our homepage, becomevocallocal.com. Precious metals this morning, resilient, regaining lost ground, and building technical support. Special guest, of course, Tom DeWeese is going to join us for the full 2 hours. He's the president and the founder of the American Policy Center. We're going to be talking about how to fight back against sustainable development. This is a broadcast you won't want to miss. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time found gold trading up $3.70 at $1,432.50 a troy ounce. Silver up 14 cents at $36.52. You got to love it. Platinum up $8, regaining some of the ground lost earlier, $1,741. And palladium up $6 at $740 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning so far, $1,425.40 for a low, $1,435.70 for a high, and at $1,432.50, your gold is up year to year, $329.60 for a 29.89% return on your investment, once again scratching that 30% threshold. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, the LBMA.org, they set the price at $1,433, and we're a half a dollar below that as of airtime. This week, so far, the SPDR gold shares has paired off 11.53 metric tons. They're definitely selling into this market, 1,214.87 metric tons in their electronics treasure chest valued on State Street at $55.7 billion. Excuse me. Start talking about 11.53 metric tons of gold going anywhere, and I get a bit of a catch in my throat. Anyway, the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 18 at 12,019. The NASDAQ closed down 8 at 2684. The S&P 500 off 5, closing at 1294. This morning, crude oil up 43 cents, and the U.S. dollar index up 22 at 75.70. We'll be right back with our special guest. Stay tuned.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live right here Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. Today we're going to be joined by Tom DeWeese, the founder of the American Policy Center. We're going to have a rather interesting discussion on how we can fight back against sustainable development on the local level and on the state and national level as well. But just as a recap briefly, our gold this morning up $3.70 at $14.3250 as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Your silver went up 14 cents at $36.52. Your platinum holdings this morning up $8 at $17.41. And palladium up $6 at $7.40. We'll forego the rest of that market report for this morning on account of our guests. I don't want to keep him waiting in the wings. But this morning, Tom DeWeese, here's a little bio for you. Tom DeWeese is the founder of the American Policy Center and Freedom21.com. He is an outspoken advocate for the principles of freedom, has been a leader in the effort to expose the loss of national sovereignty through initiatives such as the Security and Prosperity Partnership. And folks, there's so much more that you can find at his website that we'll just plug that throughout the broadcast so that you go there. One of the documents that you can find on his website, that's the AmericanPolicy.org, if you want to punch it into your browser, folks, AmericanPolicy.org. We're going to be talking about his document there. It's an article that he's written, How to Fight Back Against Sustainable Development. And without further ado, good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Well, I'm glad that you decided to come on with me. It's always a pleasure and a privilege to talk to somebody that I know personally has been involved in this battle for some time. And if we look back over our rather long experience in political activism and political involvement and social activism as well, Tom, You can see that things that we were thinking about, perhaps, and things that we were talking about in the 70s and the 80s forward, all of these, as they say, all of these hens have come home to roost, and now we're looking right down the maw of this. And so it becomes our duty, I believe, more so than ever, to become vocal local, as I like to say, to look our local precincts and our towns and our counties and our county councils and our cities and become active right where we are to block, as I like to say, this transition into global governance. And so with that as an opening, this article was very interesting. As soon as I read it, you send me, I'm on your email list, and people you can subscribe to as alerts. They come out on a regular basis. Every time he writes up another one of these great missiles, you'll get it in your email box. But and there's no spam with it, and I like that. But it starts out here, Tom. It says, for the past 15 years, my efforts against Agenda 21 and sustainable development have been single-minded. Get the message out to tell the people about what it is and why it is dangerous to our way of life. All of our materials, special reports, handouts, speeches, radio and television interviews, and DVDs have been created for that purpose. Let's go into this discussion a little bit. I know that you're an indefatigable worker on this. You put together some large conferences. I was at one down in Dallas back in 2008 in July, and I had the opportunity of listening to you speak then and meeting some of the other people that I've read about over the years. But let's go ahead and start in why you wrote this and what you're sensing and feeling as far as the fight back against sustainable development in the 21st century.
Well, as I said, for the past 15, actually 18 years, someone reminded me that we've been fighting Agenda 21. We've been, ever since it happened in the 1992 Earth Summit, we've been trying to get out the word to people to warn them about what was happening. People in the West, you know, the ranchers and the timber people and the mining people were getting it because they were the direct target of this. But people in the cities, the overwhelming masses of the country, weren't getting it. We'd talk about Agenda 21 or sustainable development and watch their eyes glaze over and not get what we're saying. And so we were really kind of talking to air for a long time, and we worked and worked and worked. We kept trying to find new ways to say it, new ways to get people's attention, and that was our entire, as I said, single-minded effort to just say, Look what this is. You've got to take, you know, pay attention to this. Well, about a year and a half ago, really with the creation of the Tea Party movement, I began to watch as people in the Tea Party rallies would gather and they would talk about ending the Fed, they would talk about Obamacare, they talk about taxes and other things going on in government on the federal level, and which is all well and good. I'm happy they're doing that, but what they were not talking about is this issue, Agenda 21, sustainable development, and the complete restructuring of our government system. And what I was observing as they were doing this is, while they're, you know, rallying against all those things, they're down in City Hall, there are international organizations inundating the city councils and the county commissioners, literally turning those communities into little Soviets of unelected boards and councils and regional governments. And I put out an article and I said, the Tea Party movement cannot restore the republic if your community is a little Soviet.
Absolutely.
And that just flew through the Tea Party movement. And since that time, Agenda 21, sustainable development, is growing as an issue. In fact, it's, in the last 6 months, it's become an explosion. And so now, I'm getting calls from people saying, okay, I get it. What do we do about it? And that's, you know, why I wrote this article, because this was my first effort to begin to put something down on paper, to give people, you know, for that purpose.
Well, I looked at this, you know, from the standpoint, if I can use the terminology, from the standpoint of a wise physician. You know, so many times, Tom, we focus on symptoms, you know, and like a bunch of Comtean socialists, we raise it up to a super social science of its own. A lot of times we focus all of our attention, especially the media, on the victims. And so we then raise victims up to the level of another social science, victimology. But we fail to recognize the main problem, which lies in the middle, which is the disease. And one of those in my opinion, is the established two-party political system, and certainly the control that it, you know, it not only influences in our life, but the control that's over it. And when we step back a little bit and realize that there is a global, you know, geopolitical, socioeconomic, political, theological underpinning behind this new globalist safety cult, which you really can't understand without knowing Agenda 21, then things start to make more sense. And as Henry Lamb and Ecologic and the people in the Ozark Property Rights Congress found, that when they had the National Animal Identification System, when that was released and brought out, and when they had the well metering here in rural Missouri, when that came out as an issue, then all of a sudden a lot of people, the ranchers up in their Hacienda Grandes on the big estates, when their oxes started to get gored, literally and figuratively, then they were interested in listening. Before then, you know, they might talk to you at the mailbox, but nothing further. So as more and more people in the city begun to realize that this issue is so pervasive and such a cancerous rot inside of our, so to speak, body politic, that if we can reach them on the local level and get them activated, then we can begin to not only cure the social, you know, science problem here of Agenda 21, but we can also then start to look at the restoration of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government.
Yeah, that's exactly what we've been trying to convey to people, that all these other issues that you're facing, and they've got us fighting them individually, which is kind of a divide and conquer kind of situation. If you begin, what we're doing is hacking at the branches, and it's not effective. If you start looking at the root of all these policies, then you can go at that, and you have a much better chance of winning. And that's what we're trying to convey.
Absolutely. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsors. Do please stay tuned.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And for the benefit of those listening online this morning and those that are listening on any of the AM and FM affiliates, if you can get out to a library later or perhaps a friend's house, you can go to Tom's website. It's AmericanPolicy.org, real easy to remember, AmericanPolicy.org. And you can find this article that we're going to be referring to for the full 2 hours, How to Fight Back Against Sustainable Development. Of course, these archived broadcasts are available to you for your use anytime, free downloads, so that you can listen to this over and over again a few times to get some of these basics under your belt. Of course, Tom, we've been talking about this on this broadcast. This is my main focus and my main theme for now coming on 3 years, a little over 3 years. This audience particularly is not new to them. But I was hoping that as we go through the broadcast today, maybe just by teaming up a little bit here, we might be able to come up some of the ideas that we hadn't thought of yet. Because we can certainly use every new idea that we can find. But as you mentioned here in the article, you know, it would be easy to just, you know, come out and say, oh, yeah, this is how you do it. But as you mentioned here, it'll be like sending lambs to the slaughter. And, boy, is that not the truth. So you found yourself basically not only knowing a lot about all of these various issues, but all of a sudden finding yourself having to put yourself on the ground, boots on the ground, your face in front of some of these unelected boards and councils, and get started. So let's start in with that and talk to the audience a little bit about that experience, the efforts that you've had, the successes that you've already gained.
Yeah, what I did, first of all, I understood when I built my home about 9 years ago out in the country and had a septic tank on it and a well, and I knew that the day was coming when somebody was going to come out from the county and try to put a meter on my well. And I knew at that moment that the war was on, that I, for the first time personally, would have to face these issues and do something about it. So I decided I needed to build an army to help me, and I went to the local county Tea Party group, and I did a presentation on sustainable development to them and told them, you know, the basics of what it was about. And they had a group of, five or six people that were those kind of dogged research people who would just take a hold of something and just go. And we began to have meetings every couple of weeks and talk about what needed to be done, and then we go off and do the research and so forth. And that became the core of my learning process of what I was getting into. And what we did was there were a couple of things we needed to know before we could ever launch an attack in the community on sustainable development. And one of the things was we needed to know who the players were. Who were the organizations that were working in our community to know, or, you know, to put these programs in place? Because your county commissioners, your city councilmen, are surrounded by a horde of non-governmental organizations, organizations with their own private agendas. They are all teamed up. They go from community to community. They're organized nationwide. Some cases are organized internationally. They know exactly the game that's being played. They know what their goals are. And your city councilmen are absolutely inundated by these guys. I know that in our community there are at least 17 of these organizations. There's one group called the Piedmont Environmental Council that runs the whole area. They are three doors down from my office right now. And they've got people on staff in the county office buildings. They attend all these meetings. They've got, helping set up these boards. They set the agenda. They get their people on the boards. And so they run things. So you need to know that before you do anything. You need to know who these players are. And, they can be anything from having their whole agenda on clean water or clean air, on energy use, on historic preservation. This is a major one that they're using to really bring conservatives into the issue. Conservatives love history. They love our heritage. And when they start talking about historic preservation, they sucker us in and get us involved in this whole process.
Well, before we go down the road too far and get ahead of the audience on this, yeah. Let's go back to this this idea. Okay, it's like an aha experience. It's an awakening experience. And for you, locally, you found a group, okay? And now, for a lot of the listeners out there that were involved in, let's say, the Ron Paul campaign, they, perhaps the first time in their life also, through the meetup groups, were able to come together with perhaps like-minded individuals that were focused on a particular avenue of political expression, namely Ron Paul 2008 and his campaign. And in that process, many people for the first time got exposed to the political process and how to work effectively together, how to come together, pool your time, pool your resources. You know, most of the campaign buttons and stickers and all of that were bought out of cafe press at the activist's own pocket expense. This wasn't something, it was a total grassroots operation. So we started to learn something there. Many people started to find out about the power of social networking, and we can see how that's being utilized in Tunisia and in Egypt and in Libya and Bahrain and Yemen and elsewhere right now in the Near East as they raise up the Mediterranean Union. But this new technology started coming on. Barry the Usurper made great hay with it in his campaign. John McCain needed his wife to send an email, apparently. But nevertheless, that's the way it goes. You're going to either be in the black and white world of television, or you're going to be in the social media network. And so starting back again, coming back, and this idea of the importance of a group, it sometimes, it absolutely defeats you when you feel helpless. And if we can overcome anything this morning, what I want to do is overcome that helpless feeling, because a lot of people feel that the toboggan has gone so far down the slope, Tom, that there's just not going to be any turning this one around. I'm not that pessimistic. Yeah. You know, I'm an eternal optimist, and maybe it'll be to my own demise. But as one of our other hosts on the network say, in a foot race, you find yourself at the finish line running, And so you may not win, but by golly, if you're still pumping your elbows and your knees, you might have a chance. So it ain't over till it's over. So with this idea, before we rush in and start yelling, and this is something that we see, I call them the bullhorn boy, but there are a lot of people out here that practice bullhorn politics. And as I've said time and time and time again, and my audience is probably tired of hearing it, but you just simply can't take a bullhorn and shout down the halls of government, especially when it's an international cabal that you're up against. And so we need to become, as I like to say, wise as serpents here and harmless as doves. We need to take our knowledge, we need to add to our knowledge, add to our enthusiasm knowledge, and then combine that knowledge with action, because knowledge combined with action, it's like faith without works. I mentioned it yesterday on the broadcast, Tom, but it's dead. If you don't activate the knowledge, you're just a lumberhead. So the very first thing before you start rushing in is it's time to do a little bit of homework. And thank goodness for the Internet, websites like yours, Tom. There's so many others out there. I don't know whether or not Chris Gerner still is up there, but Darren Weeks is in the battle. Other people are as well. There's so much more information now today than there was in 1992 after the Earth Summit. I didn't really find out about this except for through Michael Shaw when I got a copy of the his early pamphlets, and then I bought the Agenda 21, the big orange beast, and sat down and consumed it. So we do need to start to bring up our knowledge to understand just how this beast works. And so that, I think, is a very important step. And then from the standpoint of knowing what's going on, I've been asked, like you have, to go around and give talks, and I don't mind. I'm really not interested, but I really, and there's a reason for that. I really don't mind being invited. But when I come to somebody's town, and you probably find this when you go out and speak, I can come, like you say, I can give them all kinds of information, send them out like lambs to slaughter. But the real place to begin is right in our towns and our cities. As in Brave New World, Aldous Huxley wrote, it's in Latin, but it basically is, who's going to be the custodian over the custodians? We all know that we're living in one of the most surveilled countries on the planet, but it's up to us to build databases as well. People need to know, who is the Grand Master of your local Masonic Lodge? Who is in your various organizations? We'll talk more about that right after this. Stay tuned.
Home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days, a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, and as Tom was mentioning in the previous segment, you know, we need to take time right up front. You know, you have to lay a good solid foundation. If you build your house on sand, it can easily be swept away. You build it on stone, clear away the detritus and get down to stone, and you can become unshakable. And at this time, we need to be unshakable. We also need to be right. We need to be right, folks. We can't afford any mistakes at this time. It's too late in the game, okay? And so in order to ensure that, we need to do our homework and do it well. And as Tom inferred, there's so many interconnections inside of the systems that we live within that if we're unaware of them, we will be very, very ineffective in the things that we do, basically spinning our wheels and getting a lot more no's than we need to. But here locally, one of the things that I like to do, Tom, is I like to spend plenty of time with the local newspaper. It's a free thing. It comes out weekly. It's kind of an advertiser. But in that newspaper, they reveal lots. They reveal the births, the deaths, the marriages, all of that. The sheriff sales, the police blotter, your food, you know, health issues, your school issues and school people and promotions and things like that. New companies coming to town, which helps me to build and keep track of a bit of a database. So that we're not the only ones being surveilled. This is a two-way mirror. We can look at back the other way. And what I've found, and you probably experienced it yourself, and certainly Donna Holt and others, is that when you go out into the community and you are talking and sharing and quietly moving about, introducing yourself, getting an idea, attending some meetings, keeping that notepad handy, keep writing down your notes. Other people take notice of your presence. They generally don't see members of the generally dumb public out there, and they're curious as to who you are. And as long as you present yourself, you know, well and politely and do a lot more listening than talking, after all your information gathering, that gives you the chance to get the name of all of the people that you'll see in your local calendar, publishing your newspaper. Maybe you'll have to go someplace else to find it, but you'll be able to find out who's in the Republican Party, who's in the Democratic Party, who are your county committee men and county committee women, who is your election authority, who is the county clerk, who are the people that are in the city council, who are the aldermen, let's say, do they live near you? What churches do they go to and that sort of thing? And you really start to get a sense. Keep your eyes peeled for things like watershed meetings and those sorts. Go there. At first, you're going to find yourself, you know, just kind of like a visitor, and be that way. But take notes, take notes, take notes. Watch for the, you're going to be surprised, folks, and I think you'd agree, Tom, how many times the same faces show up at everything.
Well, this is the interesting thing about what you just said, like the watershed meetings or clean air meetings, or they have these meetings all the time, and no one shows up. Usually, it's just, you know, the players. And a gentleman was telling me the other day that he went to one of these meetings. There were probably 30 or so people there, and he, along the way, started asking questions. And finally, he, because this was affecting people's property and whatever what they were talking about, and so he finally asked the question. How many in this room are property owners? Three hands went up. Three hands. He found out from that everybody in that room were just the players putting this policy together. And so the people who were being affected weren't even there.
And I think when we go into the consensus meeting and let the people understand how that process works, we can go into that in much greater detail. But you are absolutely right, Tom. So we need to know who's who in our communities, and oftentimes we don't. It's also important to know something about the families. Let's say that, you know, someone out there in the listening audience is new to a town, just moved, for instance. And so you've come into town, you don't know squat about anybody. And so... So often what I discovered down here in southwest Missouri, Tom, is that even though you might be talking to a Smith, they're related to the Jones by marriage, and they're all sons and daughters of the Hillburtons. And so if you come in talking about the Hillburtons and you're talking to a Smith or a Jones, you could be insulting kin without even knowing it, you know. So you've got to be so careful and be polite at the beginning, because you've got to get yourself on the map. So there is that. Then you also mention this idea, this concept of city council members and county commissioners being automatically members of national organizations. Now, locally here, they had a little blurb in the small newspaper that they were getting the city council of a nearby city, a small town, was joining into one of these economic cooperatives of cities. And that they were going to pay the dues, and they sent the city manager out there. He wanted to go for the full meal deal. He didn't want to take the small fee. And so they wound up spending a couple $1,000s for a membership in this organization in a small town that only has, you know, a few thousands of people. So in that is, again, indicative of the multiple layers of extra-governmental and non-governmental control over your local officials. Maybe you could share with us a little bit of what you found there, some of the various layers of the onion.
This is a huge part of the mindset of government right now. And as I said in the article, when you know somebody runs for city council or county commissioner, probably they want to do it because they just want to be in part of the community, want to help. They're not bad people, and they just, you know, want to go in there, but they are novices. They don't really know how government works, and as soon as they get elected, first of all, they are more than likely automatic members of things like the National League of Cities, or the mayors are part of the National Conference of Mayors, governors are part of the National Governors Association, state legislators have their own national association, county commissioners have their own national association, and they go to these meetings. And what do they hear when they're there? They hear this agenda. the sustainable development agenda is coming from the podium. It's they give them sample legislation. Wherever they turn, there are experts there. There are planning associations. There are federal representatives there. There are state representatives, representatives of organizations and planning commissions and so forth there. And this is all they hear. Then they come home from that meeting thinking, wow, I just participated in what government's really doing. And now they're surrounded by these NGO organizations saying exactly the same thing. At this point, then that's the world they're in. And that's what they think government is. Government's supposed to be doing all these things. They're given sample legislation. There are rules and regulations coming out of the state government and grant money coming out of the federal government. And you can do great things. You get the grant money, you bring it back to the community, and then you can put all these programs in place, and boy, I'm doing my job.
Well, even from the standpoint of like the enhanced 911 system, you know, FEMA's intrusion into the county governments through this implementation of enhanced 911. You know, when you go and sign up, and now you're going to be part of their little group, if you do, you know, one of the things you're going to discover at the first bunch of meetings is that, and a state legislator will certainly find out this, is that most of the road signs in your area are purchased from prison industries, and every state has one. And that you can get your paper clips, and you can get desks, and you can get all this stuff from the prison. And you think, well, that keeps the inmates employed. That sounds like it's all right. And you're right, you know, Tom. The naivety is sometimes unbearable, but it's like joining a fraternity. You know, you want to wear the bobby socks, you want to have your saddle shoes, you want to have your cardigan sweater. You don't want to look like you're, you know, a left thumb or something. And so you just go along with it. And that's what I find myself having to undo. It's so easy, much easier to start with someone who knows nothing, but having to undo the work of the change agents.
Yeah, it is. It is just incredible how that operates on people. They begin to feel important. They maybe, you know, they get prestige. They get invited to meetings. They get invited to dinners, and so forth. And it just overnight, they say, well, this is what government is. And then, I mean, it's so important that you understand this part of this before you begin your efforts to fight back. If you don't understand this, you're going to get killed. Because what happens then is this them being in this kind of a world, along comes somebody like me saying, you know, Agenda 21 is United Nations, it's this is an international policy being implemented and so forth. And somebody will run into city council and they'll start saying that. They'll say, well, this guy Tom DeWeese told me this. This is what this is all about. And you know, that's when they reject you. They say, what are you talking about? This is all local. I'm working with these local people here putting this plan together, and you're telling me I'm implementing the international or UN policy? And come on, get out of here. And that's when their brains shut off. That's when they stop listening to you, and that's when you have absolutely no effect on what you're trying to do.
That's right. The firewalls go up. They attack the messenger rather than the message. They don't listen to that. And so you're absolutely right. We need to move through this. We need to move through it really carefully. Legal notices is another thing. Get to become familiar with your local county and city courthouses. Look at the billboards, walk through, do those sorts of things. And attend the meetings, for goodness sakes, folks. And look at the flow. You know, they all claim to be running, and often do and must because of their bylaws, and they are corporations, but they claim to operate under Robert's Rules of Order, all right? And so if you don't know the basics about it, you need to watch and see how it works. It's a powerful tool, and you can use it too. We'll find out more about that after this. Stay tuned.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, Now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And cruising into the last segment of the first hour of our two-hour broadcast, we'll have Tom DeWeese with us for both hours. Again, folks, the website is www.americanpolicy.org. That's www.americanpolicy.org. You can contact Tom right there. You can also find this article that we're referring to, How to Fight Back Against Sustainable Development. And so as we were going along, we'd gotten to the point where we were looking into this great horde that's out there. That we call the sustainableist invasion. I like to just think of them the same way that the Tavistock Institute does, change agents. And we can find change agents all throughout our towns. One of the places that's rather surprising is that all of the land-grant universities, through their extension agents, they have their county agents, but they have a horde of people that come out as experts say. Experts say, you know, whenever they're going to do something in your local area or the Chamber of Commerce has its meeting, or sometimes even a speaker at a church group, sometimes a speaker that'll come in and make a presentation for a local initiative. These are those people that are coming out of academia, and we need to be wise as serpents once again and tuned in to who they are. I know some of these players by name. There's also a regional council of government, and they're the pipeline for the grants and aid. And so these players are out there all across America, and folks, you just got to know who these people are. They're not working for you. They're working against you. But, Tom, there's so much here because you're right when you say that they're targeting your locally elected officials. Now, some of these officials, I agree with you initially, some of these officials, if you will, the electors, they are ignorant or naive. And sometimes they're selected for their naivete. But on the other side of the coin, there are lots of people, and you know and I know, we've been in this for a long time, and there are a lot of people out there that have been just dying for a day like this. And they've been waiting their turn patiently and waiting their turn. They know this is the way up. And there is also a very large move towards pluralism and localism. And the pluralism is all of this great multitude of groups and organizations that fragments our Republican form of government. And then There's this idea of localism out of the Tavistock Institute, taking the power to the edge, a centripetal action, and it's very effective. And so a lot of people have come from out of town and have been placed into positions of limited power on the local level to advance these agendas, especially for foreign direct investment, enterprise zones, and as we mentioned, these soil and water conservation districts and these watershed groups. Tom?
Yeah, absolutely. And I was, you know, I'm trying to be kind and I'm trying to give these guys the benefit of the doubt so that they have the opportunity to come back to us and represent us as they were elected to do, you know, before we start pounding on them. But this is short-lived. They've got an opportunity. But, you know, and we need to look at it that way, but you're absolutely right. All these NGO organizations, that these hordes that are really running things in town, are certainly looking for their people to get them elected. It makes their life a whole lot easier. And they don't need somebody, you know, some curmudgeon like one of us to be on that council saying, wait a minute, I know the game you're playing, and we're not going to do this. That brings their whole house of cards down really fast. So, yeah, they've got to get their people elected, and 9 times out of 10, that's probably who is on that board. But I think you should start by looking at it and saying, okay, let's give them the benefit of the doubt and let them show you that you have great reason to doubt you know, their sincerity on these things.
Well, one of the things we can also remember, Tom, is that there's with most coins, there's an obverse and a reverse side. And so even though we are keeping our eyes peeled for lobbyist groups and activist groups and whatnot, we are, in fact, becoming them. So some of the ways that we can benefit from the late hour is that many of the paths that they have created over the last 40, 50, 100 years, many of those paths have now been paved. They're as broad as a boulevard. And so we don't need to recreate the wheel. We just need to hustle down those paths and then interact at various key junctures and see what we can do about blocking the globalist agenda as it transitions from global to local in our own communities. And we've got a caller. Let's go live to Colorado and bring up Melody in Colorado. Good morning, Melody.
Good morning, Will. You guys are talking about, I guess I'm just opened up my paper this morning, and here I am seeing a big front page, you know, counties convene economic think tank, regional officials discuss bottom-up. CCED outlines recent activities. I mean, these are all the ways they're coming in here, reinventing themselves, trying to convince these people that, you know, they're coming in to save the day here. I mean, it's almost overwhelming for, I mean, I've had my meetings with my mayor and trying to go to these meetings, but they keep coming in with a new line of BS every year.
Well, this is, Melody, one of the things I think Tom would probably agree, but this is one of the reasons why I have advocated and strongly advocate the building of local voting precinct groups, but and other groups as well. We have local property rights groups in four counties down here in southwest Missouri. Because sometimes it's just overwhelming. And to try and take on all of these aspects and be competent on all of these topics, it does you two damages. The first damage that it does is that you're going to have superficial knowledge and be superficially effective, and we can't afford that. But secondly, if you're the only one that's out and, you know, you're the one that's talking on every issue, they know they pretty well got you outnumbered and outgunned, and somebody will just start to work to undermine your credibility, and they will just, you know, get you so befuddled and downtrodden that you'll no longer come back to these meetings and quit eating their cheese and drinking their wine. But, you know, the idea and the power of working in groups, it just multiplies your efforts all the way. Tom?
Yeah, you've got to have more people involved. You've got to have more voices. Other people have to be ready to speak up, and a lot of people don't like to do that. And they will come up. If you start attacking them on one area and you're making progress with that, they'll change the subject, maybe change the name of the program, and you know, they continually try to keep you off balance and keep these things hidden. And you know, we've watched them. They've gone from global warming to climate change, and you know, a lot of places never talk about Agenda 21, but sometimes they don't even talk about sustainable development. It becomes comprehensive planning and all that. So they will continue to change it as you, you know, as you make progress on it, and you've got to be prepared to switch with that as well.
Yeah, the vernacular changes like the weather. Melody, another thing that you've notified me of out there where you're at is you're having now a challenge on your county clerk, your election authority. And I think that is one of the most powerful offices that we need to regain all across America, because they really are. They're holding the keys to that ballot box. And if they run a fair election and an honest election and use their equipment properly, you know, we can have some confidence in our voting. But as you're finding right there, you might want to share with briefly, if you're running a crooked election and the people find out, it could be the end of her job.
I'm finding that we've got some real bulldogs down here that are, you know, really going after this on an election in one of the counties. But the counties in the state are pulling out every dirty trick there is. So I will be amazed if this goes somewhere. But these ladies seem to be pretty determined, and I sure hope that they're able to accomplish something and make something of it, because they have gotten the interest of some other counties that saw some problems. And I'm getting some interest in my county. I'm paying attention to it since we're adjacent to it, and hopefully, maybe something will come of this, all I can do is get the interest of the ones that are the movers and shakers. And if they don't move and shake on these issues here, I don't know what to do.
Well, just keep dipping your dipper back into the well again. And as soon as you cross a county line, that's when you're no longer on your home turf. You're going to have to start all over again. You need to find centers of influence in all of the neighboring towns and all of the neighboring counties so that those people can do exactly the same where they are that you're doing where you are. And as gasoline prices go up and as everybody's pockets are pinched and our belts are tightened, fewer and fewer people are going to be taking time away from home. Maybe they're working an extra job or having to take care of themselves. They're going to spend less and less time away from home. So we need more boots on the ground and keep us informed on what's going on out there. I'm really interested in that election process that you're working through there. And I appreciate the call this morning, Melody. I'm going to move along now. But it certainly is every county in this country, folks, every town. We're going to talk about ICLEI in the second hour, bring that into play as well. But you're just not going to be successful in this effort if you try and go it alone. And as Tom mentioned, we'll talk about that again as we go into the consensus meeting discussion. But when you're in these meetings, you need to have other voices, and you need to understand how to use your voices effectively, and don't let yourself be the only one speaking, because, like I said, it's easy to isolate that lone wolf. It's easy to hang all kinds of labels on them and discredit them, and it's just not going to work out in the long term for your advantage. But again, Tom DeWeese, president of the American Policy Center, AmericanPolicy.org. We'll be back for hour two. Stay with us.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED.
Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, March 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oracablebroadcasting.com. Joined me today by Tom DeWeese of the American Policy Center. He's the founder and president of that organization. He's got a great website out there. AmericanPolicy.org, folks, and we're talking about an article that he has posted there titled, excuse me, How to Fight Back Against Sustainable Development. And we're just kind of walking through the article step by step, adding a little bit here and, you know, combining our thinking on this. But in the first hour, we talked about some of the background. And now we came up to the part where we suggest not even to start the fight until you do your homework, get your research out of the way. And that's very important. The second part of it is to get through the details on the plans your community is working on. Tom, it was amazing to me, and this is how I really got into all of this. I saw a front page article in a local newspaper that the FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning program, they were going to dust off this idea of comprehensive planning for the county of McDonald here in southwest Missouri. And that they were going to have a public meeting. And so knowing what I know about planning and zoning and what the implications of that, I studied planning in college, but understanding it quite well, I went to that meeting. And I was surprised because as I dug into this, I found FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and their all-hazard mitigation planning program as the foundation of this whole agenda, the move. And so understanding that, that then led me on to the International Property Maintenance Code, the International Code Council's body of model codes and model acts, and so, so very much more. But it was in this process of getting the details, of the plans that the community is working on. Folks, a lot of your comprehensive plans, they're available. You can go in and get a copy. It's public information. And you can sit down and you can look at it. You can get the zoning codes for your area and take a look at them as well. There's information out there that where they're planning these various watersheds and so on. And spending plenty of time at the extension office, you'll learn all about sustainable farming and best practices and all of the rest of the stuff they teach. In addition to that, there's your health department. They're in up to their neck in this, folks. And then don't overlook your school board, because your school board is teaching this to your children. Tom?
Yeah, this is... it is so all encompassing of every aspect of our lives, and as you just pointed out, you come up with a comprehensive development plan that goes through FEMA, but if you begin to dig backwards, you find that where did FEMA get the plan, and you'll find these international connections. One of the things we run into every single time, and anybody who's listening who has attempted to fight back on this thing will relate to this. You walk into city council, county commissioners, even your state legislatures, and you start mentioning that this is an international plan, and they will laugh you out of the place, and they'll say, no, 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 it's just us doing this. And they may refer to it, well, no, we're using a FEMA plan. That comes from the federal government. And if you start looking back, you will find all of these things took place or were created, their originality, in these international things. So they may be talking about certain farming practices to protect the water in your community, or certain things to preserve energy in your community, all those kind of things. It's just local. No, it's not. And you'll find that the water policies, for example, they're a one-size-fits-all system. It may not have anything whatsoever to do with your community. Water is not an international issue. It's a local issue. And what is good for your community may be the exact opposite of what somebody is doing in another community. That's what you expect your elected officials to do, but instead they're putting these one-size-fits-all programs in place, and they didn't write them. They didn't come up with it. It came from this horde of NGOs that are putting it in place.
And Prince Charles, the Sustainable Prince. We'll be right back, folks. Much more to come.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, MicroPlant Powder. Our MicroPlant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. MicroPlant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, for the benefit of all of our AM/FM affiliates, welcome back to our Wednesday, March the 23rd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I've got a webpage up there this morning, becomevocallocal.com. If you'd like to join in the chat room discussion, you're certainly welcome to do that, becomevocallocal.com. Just click on the chat link, come on in the room. Lots of like-minded folks in there today. We're talking about how to fight back against sustainable development. And in the first hour and in the first segment as well in this broadcast, we were talking a little bit about how to fight back. We got to the first part, but we're not done with it yet. We're still doing our research. So, folks, we're not out in City Hall yet. We're still getting our bearings, so to speak, through newspapers and extension agents and utilities and other agencies. Now, one thing that you mentioned here, which today is a tremendous advantage that we didn't have previously, but it's not universal, and that is to go and look and see whether or not your town actually has a website. Does your county have a website? Can you find any information there on that? You can look at your state, Secretary of State's office. You can, once you start finding all of these various and sundry boards and councils, you can go to their websites and see if they mention your county. There's things that you might find out in that way. But with the idea of the website, don't overlook the opportunity, folks, of putting up your own. Okay? So this idea, as you say here, is all helpful putting together what? A plan of action. No, we fail to plan. And when we fail to plan, we plan to fail. Let's talk a little bit more about putting together that action plan, especially in regards to like the election calendars, your local calendar of events and things like that, Don.
Well, the almost every community, and as you mentioned, has one of these websites, and they've got this information on there, and you know, that's where you can find more details than anything else. And this is what we found in this community. The let me back up a minute. You ask about action plans. You mean us creating an action plan or their action plan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If we don't, yeah. If we're following their plans, but why do we keep following along? Let's get the cart on the other end.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there, we can get into what we can do in as far as fighting back. I think that's a minute later here. We need to look more at what they're doing. But getting campaigns together, running for office, getting your own people in there, exposing people who are running for office are all part of our action plan, what we need to do.
Well,
so do you want to go into that now?
Well, no, not yet. But what I was really getting at, it was basically this, and it's something that's often overlooked, and that is the use of a calendar. Folks, the election cycles run in your state on a calendar, which you can get from your Secretary of State's office. So you know that throughout the election cycle, when the various elections are going to be coming, that's your heads up to look for changes in office, changes in positions, lateral transfers, new people coming in, but also oftentimes they'll key in critical pieces of, release, like comprehensive plans or zoning changes, to election cycles as well. Sometimes something will have to be voted on. There might be a bond issue that's being floated. And then, you know, you look through all of the various groups and organizations and add their groups to your calendar. So you start building up a calendar, which helps you to build an action plan. You can work backwards from deadlines as opposed to waking up, as I have so many times in my own life, and it's an oh-my-God experience. The Planning Commission is meeting at this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and I'm not prepared.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that right?
Yeah. And you mentioned the elections. A lot of these things, they will not want to do it close to when a vote's going to, an election's going to take place.
That's right.
Because if it's unpopular, they do the unpopular stuff right as soon as they get in,
exactly.
If they can. So that you can't, that'll be forgotten by the electorate before it comes up.
Well, look what Barry the Usurper did. I mean, it's just like a torrent that poured out as soon as he comes in. They've got all of their, the first 100 days in a presidential campaign. They, we've heard about it all our lives. That first 100 days is the big deal. That's when they're going to pour out the torrent of the new plan. And so we need to be wise to that, because we'll be seeing and we'll be hearing. People will be having private meetings and discussions. That's a time when you don't want to be absent from the local meetings. So there is that. Another thing that you mentioned here is this idea of finding people around you that may be victims. And you say that victim stories are especially important, and they are. Because if you can find somebody who is actually had their ox gored, it won't take much prompting. All you've got to do is provide them with some information. It won't take much prompting to get them to stand with you and stand up and become vocal local.
Well, I think this is probably one of the most important parts of this whole plan is finding the victims. In other words, you've got to look at the programs that they are trying to implement and then figure out how this affects the people in the community. Let me give you a couple of examples that we found here. The town I live in is Warrenton, Virginia. Small town, and in the county we only have like 35,000 people that live in the entire county. It's mostly rural, but and the town is really implementing sustainable development. We went to their website. They have on their website the green initiative, the green plan for the town of Warrenton, and it literally goes, it's an outline, goes down through what they want to accomplish. And one of the things on here is establish baselines to reduce greenhouse emissions. And how are they going to do that? Well, one of the things they're talking about here is number two on the list is electrical usage audits, energy audits. What they're talking about is people coming into your home, government people coming into your home, doing an audit of your home, and finding ways for you to cut down on your energy use. It may mean new windows, new roofs, new energy-efficient appliances, whole bunches of things like that.
And with that, if you look at it from the standpoint here in Southwest Missouri, we're part of a rural electric cooperative. I get their pamphlet. It's kind of like a tabloid-sized paper. But you can see, you can follow what they're floating from the energy standpoint. They have been talking about these energy audits, everything green jobs, all of this green stuff. But they're also now floating smart meters. Now, I live in a small subdivision. They have smart meters installed here. But, yes, absolutely right. You know, the CFL bulbs, the energy audits, the introduction of smart meters, all of these are the things that we can figure out by studying their plans and knowing them in advance. Good.
But you look at it, and, you know, of course, they're selling it like, go green, we're just trying to protect the environment. And by the way, there'll be all kinds of savings for you, too. So doing this, you're not only helping the environment, you're helping yourself. And that's how they're selling it to the community. Well, let's take a closer look at that. In Oakland, California, they did exactly this. They did these energy audits, and they put together regulations that said you had to meet, in order to cut our community's carbon footprint, you had to meet certain standards and certain goals on energy use. And, of course, the smart meters play into that, too. They just shut your energy off. You're going over the limit. And what happens, in order to comply to all this, and you have to comply, or you'll be fined, or you may not be able to sell your home until you do comply, they found in Oakland, California, that the average cost to each home to comply to this was $35,000.
And that's not a joke or an exaggeration.
No, that's what they found. And so now, with that kind of knowledge, you're going through your community's plan, and you see something like energy audits, then you need to start, this is the preparation for your attack. Well, wait a minute. How much is that going to cost each of us? You're saying you're going to have government agents come into my home, and they're going to try to set standards and regulate me? Now you found your victims, and now you get your people upset.
Absolutely. We'll be right back with our callers and your calls as well at 866-841-1065.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we're hemorrhaging callers. Jeff from Chelsea dropped off. Wayne from Florida dropped off. But Jason in Minnesota is hanging on. Let's go live to Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Hi, Will. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. And yourself, sir?
I'm doing great here. And I just want to call in and say thanks for having this guest on today. And it is very true, and it is very important that when you are going out there and becoming vocal local, to take the time, because if you do rush in, and I do believe there's an old adage that says fools rush in, you have to be very careful, because some of these people are dialogued into this consensus about what it is that they're doing, and it is very hard to bring to the information to them, because they'll just simply block you out and keep going and doing what they're doing.
That's exactly right. The phrase I like to use, two of them out of the Black's Law Dictionary, one of them is voluntary ignorance. And the synonym is willful oblivion. And some of these people have been so steeped, I mean, we're dealing with a green religion here. Some of them have been so indoctrinated and so steeped in this from all of the different sources, is that they are voluntarily ignorant. They don't want you to tell them. They don't want to hear this. They're willfully oblivious to the greater picture. Their comfort zone is going to get challenged. They don't want to go there. Tom, your thoughts?
Yeah, people don't want to know because they are being inundated through everywhere that they are. It's not only in their local government, out of the television and the radio all day long. You hear go green. You hear how important it is to protect the environment. And if you challenge any of these programs, then suddenly you are anti-environment, and they begin to marginalize you that way. It's happened to me for decades. And they call us the AstroTurf crowd. We want to pave the earth. That is how they come back and attack us, simply because we're saying, wait a minute, what you're talking about here either is not scientifically sound, it is not logical, it is not constitutional, and, you know, take your pick of the reasons why we are opposing these things. You're attacking or you're affecting my private property rights or some other rights that I have, and I'm speaking out on it. That is the, you know, should be the American right to go to your councils and say, this policy that you're trying to put in place affects me in a negative way, and isn't there something else we can talk about or do here if you've got a goal, which, you know, you haven't explained yet, what is that goal, and how can I protect my private property rights while you're putting this whole thing in place? And they'll look at you and they'll just say, what private property rights?
Exactly. No, that's the wild card we want them to bring out. But, you know, one of the other things there, too, Tom and Jason, is that their credibility is on the line. They may have been staunch advocates for the green agenda for some time, and if they turn on that and then rend the system, they rend their friends, they rend their supporters, the people that helped to get them elected, it could be basically political or social suicide. And so we're dealing with ideologies, and that's one of the things that we like to realize and understand, that when you're asking somebody to give up their faith, and their faith in a global climate disruption, as it's now called, if you ask them to give up on that, they're going in deep, and they're going in deep psychologically and socially. So, yeah, great points, Jason. I'm gonna let you go. We've got another caller back again.
Well, okay. Will, I actually have a question for the guest.
Go ahead.
And I was wondering, because as I Googled his name came up with the American Land Sovereignty Protection Act. I was wondering if he was familiar or part of this.
Tom?
Yeah, we were major proponents of that, and I think that was one that Don Young put in place or tried to put in place several years ago, if I'm not correct. It's been a while since I've worked on that issue. So.
Okay, and the only reason why I bring that up is because there is one website that does specifically ask or question the integrity of this act as to what its actual purpose is, and it seems that the language in the bill may be misleading, and I was just wondering if you could elaborate on that or clarify for us.
Well, this had to deal with the UN heritage areas, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is a Jackie Patru, I believe is her name, and she wrote an article about this specific bill and whether or not that if there was a hidden back door in this particular bill.
I wasn't aware of it. We worked to try to pass that thing. What it basically said was that these heritage areas that are put in place through the United Nations. You've heard all this of all of our national landmarks, clear down to the Brooklyn Bridge and the Statue of Liberty, not to mention Yellowstone Park and all these things being under control of the United Nations. And this bill was to say, no, that is sovereign American territory. We'll take care of it ourselves. Thank you very much. That's what the bill was about, and that's what the fight to try to implement it was. We passed it in the House twice by overwhelming majorities, but failed to get it through the Senate, and that's where it died.
Does that answer your question,
okay,
Jason?
All right. Well, not totally, but it's something I'll have to look further into.
I don't know what she's talking about a back door. I mean, there's always a conspiracy theory somewhere about this is a bad bill, that's a bad bill, and I think I know the article you're talking about, and I disagree with her.
Okay, yeah, she just stated that what it does, it allows Congress to actually vote on, to have a final say on this, and rather than creating an actual impenetrable bill that gives what we call absolute alloidal title to our property.
Well,
interesting. I'll have to read that one, but if I get you right, the major objection was against it because it would give Congress the opportunity to say yes or no on heritage areas, as opposed to running through the NEPA process and bringing it before the people. Would that be correct?
Yeah, well, that's my short-term understanding, just, spending 5 minutes with it.
Yeah, I haven't read it myself, so I'm not aware of that. But good point, though. Good point, and I appreciate the call. I want to go to Wayne.
Thanks.
You bet. We still have some more to go. Let's go back now to Wayne in Florida and say, good morning, Wayne.
Hey, good morning. I'm really just listening right now, and I've been doing some other stuff trying to figure out what you guys are talking about first, so I'll come back on when I'm ready to talk to you.
Very good. I'll mute you now, and we'll come back to you before the end of the broadcast. Okay, so let's go back in, and that was a good point, and there's going to be plenty, there's lots of stuff out there to understand about all of these various parts and pieces, and as I mentioned before, as soon as you engage in this, then you actually yourselves become a lobbyist, and we are not infallible people, and so we are, fraught to make just the same kind of mistake. But at this time, as I mentioned in the beginning, at the outset of the broadcast, the first hour, making a mistake now could be fatal. I mean, we are really running short, in my opinion, out of time. So, again, let's move to the next part of it, and that's the civic action. Armed with as much information as you can, Tom writes here, and armed with the ability to coherently discuss the details. See, we've got to have those details. You're ready to take your battle to the public. First, you'd be better to try to discuss it privately with some of your elected officials, especially if you know them. Then, tell them what you found, explain why you're opposed. And I agree with that. I concur with that, because in my own experience, I've found that when I take Michael Shaw's little booklet, Understanding Sustainable Development, Agenda 21, A Guide for Public Officials, and sit down and share this with them, if I just hand it to them, Tom, and walk away, it doesn't do much good. I'll find that booklet is still hanging around someplace, maybe not thrown away, but it doesn't do nearly as much good as if you sit down, and I like to open it up to the Wildlands Map and just say, can you explain to me what this is?
Well, I think the other thing, too, is that once you've done your homework and you know what programs they're trying to implement, you can then tie those together. You can say, Mr. Councilman, you're talking about these energy audits, and it's going to affect us in this way, and did you know that this is actually coming from, you know, this other program, and let me show you how that pans out.
Okay, we'll pick that up right after this break, folks. Stay with us. 866-841-1065.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So that when we go back to the idea of planning, you know, there's two things that I learned a long time ago, and one of them that's really important is regards to this. As you're going through bringing out, you know, doing your research, I like to keep a list, and it's just a simple chart of benefits to gain and the losses to avoid. Sometimes you think you're going against an animal that, you know, is dangerous, and you find that the benefits to gain far outweigh the losses to avoid. But in the same process, you might find that the arguments that are posed as a benefit to gain for the community are greatly outweighed by the losses that the people could avoid if they don't go with that plan. And if you've already worked that chart out on paper and in your mind, when you're in a public meeting, some of these more important details, the losses to avoid, will jump readily to mind. And if you are going to then go on to the next stage in this beginning a twofold campaign and start letters to the editor and letters to the individuals in your area, you'll have something more substantive in your letters than you would if you just said, hey, what are you doing, implementing United Nations?
Yeah, you've got to have those details. You've got to have what they're actually doing, and if you can tie it to that, if you can show the connection to it, you know, so much the better. But what we're after here is to stop these programs. And so you've got to address it with how it affects the people in the community. And also tying that to the way the United States is set up is very unique to any other country in the world. And local government is supposed to be that affects you the most and that you have the most say in what's going on there. And what has happened over these last several years as they've been implementing Agenda 21 is that they're doing it on the local level, but they're shutting out the local people and being part of the process, and you have all these stakeholder groups, these NGOs that are making all the plans, and they don't want to hear from you, they don't want you involved. So what we're trying to do is crack through that and get your voice heard. And, you know, the twofold approach to do that is focusing on what their program is, and then behind that, where that comes from. And we're doing that because we're trying to show the people in the community what these guys are doing. Their argument is over and over and over again that it's all local. If you've got the list of the groups that are working in your community and they are telling, or you can tell where these groups came from, who's behind them, where have they been in other communities, and begin a letter-writing campaign, letters to the editor, telling that kind of information. One of the biggest problems we have is that local newspapers get to be part of this entire agenda.
Absolutely.
They are part of the players, and they will not print articles that are fair to what you're saying. But many times they will do letters to the editor. We have been successful in getting that done. Do that. Put a letter to the editor in, but don't be the only one. Organize so that you've got three or four who back up and say, hey, you know, Joe's right, what he said in his article. I have found this to be true, and open up a new thing and have two or three more people do that, have it orchestrated, put them in one after another, and then you've started the controversy.
And you can do it in black and white, and a lot of times these days you can do it on the Internet as well, especially if the local newspaper has an Internet version. Then you've got the comment section down below. When you post your letter to the editor, on the talking board there, you can then send out an email alert to the other people so that they'll come in and post comments in support of what you're trying to do. So we have to use all the tools in the box. There are people on both sides of all of these issues. They're the people whose ideologies we can support, people whose ideologies we don't support, people whose action plans we can support, people we don't. I mean, this is the idea of a deliberative assembly and a free society, free association. One of the more venal out there right now, and certainly Michael Shaw has been putting a lot of attention on this, as you have as well, is this idea of fighting ICLEI. Let's talk about that briefly.
Fighting ICLEI, actually, when ICLEI is in your town, it makes it a little bit easier to bring in the international aspect of this, because your city council, your county commissioners are paying dues to this organization, the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. These guys helped write Agenda 21, and now their mission is to bring it into communities across the country. There are in over 600 American communities now being paid dues. Now, you go into your community, into your council, and you say, you're bringing a UN program into this community, and, you know, they say, oh, no, that's crazy, we're not doing that. All you have to do is print off the front page, the home page of ICLEI's website, ICLEI.org, and it has everything on it.
It doesn't?
That backs up what you're saying.
I went up and opened that this morning, and it was like a testimonial, man, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. And when you do this, when you're prepared to make this attack, make enough copies of, print it off the webpage and make enough copies of it and pass it out to everybody in the council chamber and start reading from it. I've got one here from a few days ago where they're talking about preparations for Rio 2 and creating, more a treaty on sustainable development. And is talking about ICLEI member cities that are you know, putting these programs in place. I mean, it's all right here. And, you know, the world's understanding of environmental governance needs to move from international to more comprehensive global government, argues Italy's Secretary General. I mean, what more do you need? And just look at your councilmen who are denying all this and say, you're telling me I'm crazy that this is from an international thing. You're the guys paying dues to these people.
Exactly. One of the most traveled books in my library is the old dog-eared, now orange copy of Agenda 21. I like to take it with me to these meetings, hold it up, ask them if they're implementing Agenda 21, slap my hand on that old dog, and let them know that when they see all the bookmarks and flip through the pages so they can see all the underlining, that they're not going to fool me with a bunch of side issues. I know the topic, and I know it well. So, yes, exactly, print out copies right off the face of this ICLEI. And because of the dues structure, if they're paying dues, they can't weasel out of it. Now, let's go into the idea of the consensus meeting. You know, so long ago, Robert's Rules of Order came along. It was to bring an idea of bringing some peace and getting out of all men against all men at war, the old Thomas Hobbes adage. But in the mining community. And so they came up with this rules of order. And as we said before, most all of these, all of the elected officials, they have to run by Robert's Rules of Order. And so if you understand how to make a motion, when you can make a motion, how to amend a motion, and the right kinds of motions to make, you can actually kill some of this stuff. Now, I've done it myself. We killed in the incorporation of a small town with a single vote. But it wasn't done spontaneously. It was done in a plan. We came in. We had the people set up the way we're going to talk about. And we actually did it. You know, we made a motion to indefinitely postpone further consideration of the incorporation of Rocky Comfort, Missouri. It's seconded. Is there all those in favor signify by saying aye, aye. Those opposed, nay, nay. It wins. We all get up and walk out. And it leaves the change agents and the facilitators in an empty room. And they have nowhere to go, nowhere to run, and nothing to hide because they're done. We've postponed it indefinitely. We're not going to talk about it again. End of story. And it still stands today. So there are things we can do, but in a consensus meeting, this is a different animal. This is not Robert's Rules of Order.
Well, if you've got the talent to command Robert's Rules of Order, it's a very, very powerful tool, and I've watched it just as you described to be that. And these guys know that. And what they're doing now in almost every one of these public meetings is not use Robert Rules of Order. They're using consensus. Consensus means that you've got a professional facilitator, a man who is trained. It's a psychological operation, and he knows what the outcome is to be when he's done. He knows where he's starting from, and he knows where he has to be when it's all over with. And the idea is that you take this group of people who are being introduced to a new program, a new plan, and bring them, getting them involved in the process to the end where they actually stand up, applaud, and think it was their idea. And they've been manipulated. And this is the way most of these programs are being run now. And people don't, they don't understand. And if they think something seems funny, they'll stand up and say something. This guy will manipulate him immediately. And maybe marginalize a person who's negative to it. He'll start using things like, well, even John over here could understand that this is where we want to go with it. Marginalize the guy.
So even a child could follow this, and that makes you a child if you oppose it. One of the things that I found that's important, not always, folks, but quite frequently, what you're going to find is you'll be able to tell when you walk in the room if you're going to be in a consensus meeting. But right off the bat, it's how the meeting is opened. Even if you have, your county commissioners and stuff, so on, and they're going to go into a dialogue to concession session, they might do a recess of the meeting using Robert's Rules of Order and then introduce a guest speaker. But you're going to know for sure when you go into a room, whether you're dealing with a consensus meeting or not, if they don't call the meeting to order. They'll say something like, well, it's 7:00, everybody take a seat, let's get started. They don't say they're calling the meeting to order. You'll notice that there's no secretary, there's no recording secretary. They might be recording it, but it's not on the record. So it becomes a very interesting thing. We'll talk about it right after this break. Your calls are welcome, 866-841-1065.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Every day you hear the news. As an American citizen, I'm sure you're concerned. You may even feel like you have no control. Of course, you can't control things like natural disasters or the real estate meltdown, but these days a number of Americans are returning to the practice of being self-reliant by keeping food and water in reserve. That's why you need BeFoodReady.com. BeFoodReady.com has high-quality, delicious foods that are savable and storable. The foods are dehydrated, so all you need to do is add water. They're made from premium-grade fresh raw fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and other high-quality ingredients. Our stuff is awesome, and it's available in single packets for less than $2 a serving. When you buy it in the packs, it can be 91 cents or less, depending on the package that you're getting. And these foods can be stored for as long as 15 years. Log on to our website to watch a short video, learn about our food selections, how to start your own business, and how you can try 6 meals for free. Log on to BeFoodReady.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
So again, the idea of closing down a consensus meeting, you know, you have to recognize that you're in one. Another thing that I've noticed in the past so often, Tom, is that when you come into a consensus meeting, there is almost invariably a sign-in chart, a sign-in sheet. You have to sign in, and then oftentimes they'll give you a little name badge with your first name on it, just one of these little Avery stick-on labels. And then, once you get in, of course, they need that because they need to record how many people came, just so that they can prove that they had public opinion and that they had the meeting. It's part of a very technical process, but just briefly. Then if you look around inside the room, one of the other things you'll almost always notice is that there's going to be foam boards with photographs and circles and drawings and arrows and all kinds of great stuff, and maybe they'll even have cookies on the side with some drinks. And typically, they'll have all the tables will be round tables. And beside each round table, oftentimes they put a flip chart paper easel. They even made those easels just for that purpose. But anyway, everyone in then is encouraged to sit down. And so everyone sits down like good old children, these little round tables. This is not the pews in your church. And then you'll have someone standing by that flip chart. They'll begin to run the dialogue. They'll begin to run the process. And so what they're looking for is they want you, the people, to say the things they want you to say so that they can write it down on their chart so that they can say 66% of the people at the meeting said,
All right. Now, what I've found, Tom, and this is so devious, is that throughout the audience, and you alluded to it this earlier in the broadcast, throughout the audience, you're going to have all of the county employees. You'll have people from the highway department. You'll have people from the schools and the school boards and the school. They'll all be plain clothes. Oh, they're just locals. But really, they're part of the change program. They understand a consensus meeting, and they're there to help bring the little sheep into the fold.
Yeah, absolutely. The reason they have the name tags with your first name on it is so the facilitator can call you by your first name. Nothing's more flattering than to be called by your first name and recognized. And you mentioned the flip charts and writing things down. Many times, depending on the level and the process you're going through, they begin to ask people for ideas. Now, if we wanted to talk about how we would control energy just so everybody could cut their bills down and have energy preserved and conserved, how could we do that?
Recognize me. I think we should all have CFL bulbs in our homes.
Yeah.
And they write it down.
He writes that down. What else? Now, when you have done that, just answering the question, you may not think there's any, no big deal about that. The minute you answer a single question in a consensus meeting, you have joined the process.
Exactly.
And they have more ways to pull you in and do more. And this is what you have to recognize. If you're going to stop this process, and that's what we need to do, we need to stop a consensus meeting. The way to do that is, first of all, to not participate. If you stand up and make comments about negative comment about what's going on, he'll begin the process to marginalize you to where the whole room turns around. Every time you raise an objection, they're gonna say, oh, there goes Tom again. Oh, geez. And people are gonna say, will you just shut up, sit down and shut up and let us have this meeting? I've been there, I've seen that.
Yeah, you're hogging the floor. Let's move on to the next person. You're hogging the floor,
Yeah.
So,
however,
another thing in that, and not to get boy, I'll give it right back to you. But another thing in that is that I found is effective is you stand up, just like you said, be recognized by whoever's at the head, whoever introduced the group or started the process, and you ask them, "Is this a deliberative assembly? Are we going to get down to business here?" And that really freaks them out because then everyone's going to be, "Hey, what is a deliberative assembly? Are we going to get down to business? Are we going to take any votes?" And that scares them. But, go ahead, Tom. I just want to throw that in.
I'll tell you what. I will tell you a story quickly of what happened in Greenville, South Carolina, which was just the most amazing thing I ever heard. Yet another unheard-of NGO group popped up with yet another unheard-of plan to lock away more land in the community. And they were going to have their, mandatory open meeting with their facilitator. And instead of two or three people showing up, 100 property owners showed up. Mm-hmm. And they began asking questions. Who are you people? Where did you come from? Who's funding you? Who's behind this program? It got so bad that they adjourned the meeting. 2 weeks later, they tried again. The same 100 property owners show up. Within 2 minutes of this meeting being called, they were having a debate back and forth across the room about freedom. And whereupon, the chairman of this NGO group got up and said, "I am adjourning this meeting because this meeting, are you ready, has reached the wrong consensus."
That ought to underline it for everybody. One quote that I want to put out on the air that's on the record is this. With the implementation, this is a question you asked the facilitator, with the implementation of this policy, tell me a single right or action I have on my property that doesn't require your approval or involvement. What are my rights as a property owner? And boy, I'll tell you what, that's the one we all want to get to. That's the question we want to ask our taxing authority. What is this private property tax? What is my personal property tax? How does this impact my rights to ownership? How is it that I can continue to be taxed and taxed and taxed for my automobile? Because eventually we're going to have to enter this discussion, and so many have tried, and it's so hard to get them to do it. But to get them to actually admit, and this is the killer for them, that you don't own your property, folks. You are basically a serf. You are there to take care of the maintenance. You're there taking care of property that's owned by the state. And that is unnerving as all get out. And I think some of them would rather jump off a bridge or slit their throat than to say it in public.
Yeah. And finally, the way to beyond that, to bust up a consensus meeting is don't go alone. Know exactly what you're going to do when you go there. There is the classic triangle that they that is taught how to do this. You don't sit together when you go. Have one person sit right up in front. Have a person to the left. Have a person to the right. If you've got more, terrific. And when the one person gets up and asks the question, as we're saying here, then the other people have got to get up and support them. If the facilitator tries to put them down, then that person should stand up and say, why don't you answer their question? And the other person should stand up and say, yeah, what's wrong with that person's question? Why is this something you don't want to talk about? And begin to ask questions. Who are you? Who's paying you? How much money are you making to run this meeting? Things like that. By that time, you have taken over this meeting, and that meeting will have reached the wrong consensus.
And then one of the other things that ties back to where we began earlier, and that is the power of working in a group, folks. You can carpool together, come to these meetings, leave in a group. But once you get to that doorway, you separate. And there's nothing that's more telling than seeing the same five faces that always sit together in these meetings at the front row of a council meeting, at the front row of a water board meeting. You don't want to do that. You want to disperse within it. And then if you do have a group and you're going up a specific issue, it gives you an opportunity in advance to join together with those people that are going to be at that meeting where you can role play. Someone can take the place of the facilitator. You try and brainstorm ideas. What will the facilitator say? How will they proceed? And then all of the different creative questions that you can, all of the research that's necessary, you already have your pages Xeroxed and in your hand. You can stand up and say, I copied this off the internet this morning, and it says this and this and this. Are you implementing this program just like you said about the ECLI page? So if you do a little role-playing in advance, you know, folks, this is a war, all right? We got a real problem here. These people are trying to destroy our country, take away our property rights. And as we've said so many times on this broadcast, I mean, it all starts, freedom starts and ends with property. If we don't have property, we're just implementing the Communist Manifesto book, line, and verse. But we're almost out of time. We've got about a minute left. Closing thoughts, Tom?
Well, we started to talk about it earlier about running for office and so forth. This is key to begin to get our people to run for these offices. And right now, not waiting for an election cycle, start organizing in the local precincts, in your local neighborhoods. The silver bullet to victory is precinct captain. And if you can organize your precincts, you can control elections and you can get your people elected. And in Carroll County, Maryland, we just had 5 county commissioners elected who are all against Agenda 21 and ICLEI, and the first thing they did when they got elected was shut down a sustainable development office and fire its manager. The second thing they did was run ICLEI out of town, and the third thing they did was reject the comprehensive plan because they said it was unconstitutional and it violated property rights. And they have become a revolution across the country. We now have 3 more communities that have done this. This is a battle that we can win, and it can collapse very quickly because it's a house of cards that they have created, and they do not like us standing up against it. They do not like having opposition, and when it comes in there, many times they fold like a bad piece of cardboard.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you, Tom, for joining us this morning. Again, Tom's website is AmericanPolicy.org. I'm going to have you back. I'd like to go into this in greater detail. Folks, there's about 3,066 counties out there. That doesn't mean that we need millions. It means we need about 1,800 people that are actively working right where they are. And we can do this. We can block Sustainable Development Agenda 21 in our towns. Folks, we'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
One state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio.